from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Government and opposition leaders continue to clash as Parliament stays closed in Trinidad and Tobago. Barbados convinces the OECD that it's sorted out its tax haven practices, and why the West Indies have a mountain to climb as Pakistan pile on the runs. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is Caribbean Report. The two political parties in Trinidad and Tobago resume talks tomorrow, but both of them remain poles apart. Former Prime Minister Basde Opande says he'll not cooperate with Patrick Manning unless his party shares in government. Prime Minister Manning has made it clear he's not willing to enter into any coalition agreement. The deadlock began when Mr. Manning was elected as Prime Minister after the 18-18 electoral tie in December. Earlier this week, a CARICOM mission persuaded the two to cooperate to get the parliament established again. Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain.
At the end of 2 days of discussions with the leaders, Prime Ministers Ingraham of the Bahamas and Gonzales of St. Vincent and the Grenadines reported that Mr. Manning and Mr. Pandey had agreed on elections within 1 year, and that Mr. Pandey had said once there was agreement on his Speaker of the House of Representatives, he or one of his MPs would take up the position as Leader of the Opposition. But last night at a political meeting, Mr. Pandey added another precondition for cooperating with the government.
And we said we want elections by July 8th.